Blog Talk Radio.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, and you are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on this magical network known as Blog Talk Radio. We hope everyone's having a good evening, as we were kind of peeking at the television to see that the St. Louis Cardinals are they're losing against the Rangers because I think they've already had three or four errors, but whatever. We've got a fantastic guest tonight joining us in just a little bit from his home in Colorado, where they got a bunch of snow just the other day. Shane Burke's going to join us. Folks, you need to tune in. Stay with us all night tonight. Fabulous singer, songwriter. It's going to be a magical night here on Larry Batson's Wild World. And we've really been looking forward to this show for quite some time. As always, our studio producer, Melissa Hovey, the technical engineer, Wayne Larson, and the music handled and done quite well by Jim Johnson, and from his massive Wild World studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, the honorable, distinguished, and always humble Dr. Henry Day. Good evening, Doctor.
Well, good evening, Mr. Batson. How's everything going tonight?
Well, it's another night. That's all I'll say. But not too bad. We're excited about the show. I've been listening to Shane's CD endlessly for the last week, and I might become his number one fan in Clinton Falls, Indiana. So we're kind of excited about that.
Well, I've really enjoyed the copy that you brought me. That was really nice. What a voice. Our listeners are going to be wild tonight.
Well, they are, and I have a premonition this young man has got some great things ahead of him, and it's very exciting to have him on the show. As always, this part of the program is brought to you by Alphabet Swamp, the new children's book presented by Larry and Cheryl Batson. I do the illustrations. My wife, Cheryl, does all the writing. You can order your copy at WES 4140 North 600 West, Greencastle, Indiana, 46135, or go on the website at www.larrytheanimalguy.com. $10 per copy. They're autographed. Shipping and handling is included.
From deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, Blog Talk Radio and Wildlife Educational Services presents Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we visit his wild world.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening. This is Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News for October 27th. Well, if you haven't heard, there's been a lot of trouble in Australia the last week or so. In Canberra, Australia, the sudden death of an American diver in the jaws of a great white shark off Australia's southwest coast has raised the specter of a rogue man-eater preying on a renowned aquatic playground. We're talking great white sharks and surfers. So you've got guys on surfboards out there trolling for sharks. Well, three deaths.
That's a lot.
Of weeks.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's too bad.
Now, at first they thought that it was one great white shark, but they're saying it was probably three that are responsible for the unfortunate encounters with nature.
Well, that's too bad for the sharks, because many more will be killed because of that.
That's the bad thing.
Yeah.
Now, this time of year when sharks move about the coast, And there are undoubtedly multiple sharks out there following this instinct, is what they had to say about that.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, it's just a thing. The sharks are moving along the coast. They're surfers. They look like seals in their wetsuits. So.
Yes, they do. Yep.
Well, while we're all wet, let's head off to Greenville, Tennessee. Now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to designate 20 miles of the Little Chucky Creek critical habitat because it's the only place in the world where the endangered Chucky Mat Tom lives.
The what?
Now, I'm getting ready to tell you. Endangered Chucky Mat Tom is a small catfish.
Oh.
But it hasn't been sighted since 2004. But biologists still believe that they're still out there. They just haven't found any.
Well, that would probably be a hard little fish to find. Catfish, bottom dweller, lots of places to hide. It's like the coelacanth. How long was that hidden before it was rediscovered? So.
Right, yeah, it was in the early or late 20s, I believe, when they pulled up a coelacanth, about in the same area where the shark attacks are happening.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Now, here's a follow-up to a story we did a few weeks ago when our good friend, who is now curator at the Alamogordo Albuquerque Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Doug Hodel.
That's right, our good friend Doug. Here's the night that he was on, we did this tortoise story, and here's our follow-up. Laceytown, New Jersey. Four tortoise seized from a Highlands home last month have a permanent home now at Popcorn Park, a rescue facility where they've been treated. Now, the park plans to build a public structure for the Aldabra tortoises, which range in size from 7 pounds to 320 pounds.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they're expecting the project is going to cost between $7,000
to $10,000.
Wow. But it's worth it.
Absolutely. Well, I'll have to talk to Mr. Hodel about that.
All right. Well, if you live in Corpus Christi, you can expect some whooping going on.
Oh.
A record-breaking flock of whooping cranes will soon arrive in Texas. Now, they're expecting about 300 cranes to arrive at their wintering grounds along the coast over the next few weeks. So you bird watchers, get ready. They're coming in.
We're watching.
And if you've never seen a whooping crane, they stand as tall as a man and are quite beautiful.
Yes, they are.
All right, now we've got a fashion show going on in New Hampshire. The State Department of Fish and Game is sponsoring Salmon Sunday on November 13th at Pope Dam in Melvin Village. Now, the fisheries biologist Don Miller says that the event will showcase salmon in their fall spawning colors.
Wow. Where's that at now, Dr. Day? I'm sorry.
We're in New Hampshire.
Well, let's go. Let's go look at the salmon.
In their spawning fall colors.
That's right.
Now, in Jennings, Louisiana, the Yellow Rails and Rice Festival starts today and runs through Sunday. Now, here's something else for you bird watchers. Farmers have agreed to let bird watchers ride combines in their rice fields during the harvest to spot the birds.
Hmm. That's a good idea.
That's pretty nice of them, I think.
Yeah.
Now, the festival includes several trips to many of the parishes there. And so you'll be able to watch birds for a long time, all day, if you want.
Wow.
All right, honey, is that a bee? Salt Lake City, Utah. A portion of the interstate was reopened after a truck hauling millions of bees overturned. Now, authorities closed the southbound lanes of Interstate 15 near St. George for several hours this last Sunday after the crash. Now, the road reopened on Monday morning, and the trailer was carrying an estimated 25 million bees.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that'll leave a spot on your windshield.
Oh, my gosh. Can't even comprehend that. 25 million. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, because of the bee fungus the last few years, it killed so many bees that they're actually having to ship bees via the highway to areas to pollinate, you know, fields, crops.
Yeah, absolutely. Very important.
And so that's why the bees are on the move.
Yep.
All right, well, I don't know. I hope I scooped you on this story in the wild world of music news.
Uh-oh.
Todd Rundgren is going to be IU's parade grand marshal. Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
All right, we're going to Bloomington, Indiana. Rock musician and producer Todd Rundgren is returning to Indiana University to serve as a grand marshal of this year's homecoming parade. Now, the rocker was given Friday's homecoming parade the appropriate name of Rocktoberfest. Now, he'll
Very
ride
cool.
in a convertible during the nighttime parade and will speak during a pep rally at IU's Sample Gates.
Well,
and
you know,
Todd,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
No, I was getting ready to say we've had two of his bandmates on the show. Chasm Stolten
right.
and Willie Wilcox. Yeah.
That's right. We are a big Rundgren fan.
Yes, we are.
Now, here's the fun part. Rundgren will then lead the marching band in a version of his hit. Guess what?
Bang a drum?
All day.
Oh, what a great idea. Very appropriate.
All right. Now, as you're about to fall asleep tonight, here's something that I want you to think about. Koala bears and humans are the only animals in the world with unique fingertips.
Because we have fingerprints?
That's right.
No. Oh, what do I win?
Do you like animals?
Yes, I do.
Oh, how about 10,000 puppies in cardboard boxes?
That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's you can't have that award. But anyway, that's the Wild World News for October 27th.
Once again, a fabulous job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff of the Wild World News. We want to tell everyone, be sure you check out RadioMom.fm, home of the Radio Mom Shop, where you can save 50, 60, 70% on all sorts of goods, merchandise, restaurants, vacation packages at www.RadioMomShop.com. Or why not listen to my show, The 70s on Sunday, 12 to 7 with yours truly on RadioMom.fm. Also, McGregor Mountain Lodge in beautiful scenic Estes Park, Colorado. We call it God's country, and I'm telling you right now, folks, if you want to head out west, go to Colorado. Oh, that's where Shane's from, and absolutely magnificent there in the Rockies. Their website is www.McGregorMountainLodge.com. Also, iKids Fishing. The beginning of a brand new program called iKids Fishing, where kids teaching kids how to fish. $51 million spent every year on fishing, folks. It's going to be a keeper. Go to their website at www.wewantyou.com. They're fantastic cottages and fantastic fishing resort there in western New York at Chautauqua Lake. Also, Jerry Jones at Tire Service Plus, they keep our animal truck on the road, making it possible for us to travel thousands of miles each year with our wild animal ambassadors. Their number is 317-243-0700. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for Larry Batson's Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio. Shane Burke, all the way from his home in Colorado. Fantastic voice, great songwriter, wonderful musician. Shane, it is an absolute thrill to have you on the program tonight.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And it's a little cold in Colorado right now, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it turned on us out here. It was like 80 degrees and really nice a couple days ago, and I don't know what happened.
the snow fell out of the sky. So I understand you've got lots of fans and friends, being you are originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and your mom
yep.
and everybody's listening tonight. This is exciting to have you on the show, because when I listened to your CD, I thought, this is an artist of the future without a doubt.
Wow. Well, I certainly hope so.
I absolutely think so. So tell us how you started this musical career, this musical journey. What was your inspirations?
Oh, man. Probably, first of all, my dad, actually. I remember him playing the organ when I was a kid, and I would just be enthralled, you know, listening mm-hmm. to it. I think... Yeah, the first song I think I remember him playing was Man Eater by Hall & Oates, I'm pretty sure.
Now, there you go. You talk about cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, those guys knew how to work a groove, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah.
I learned a lot from him.
I think my dad would play the piano. He was learning like the fifth waltz of Beethoven, and he didn't play it very well. So to think dad's playing Man Eater by Hall & Oates, that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So,
yeah.
So you play a variety of instruments. That's what's so exciting. I mean, when we got your brand new yeah. album, and you might want to plug that album if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's Under the Sun. It's my new album. I'm really excited about it. Recorded everything myself. My own just 8-track hard disk recorder.
Uh-huh.
And just laid the drums, the bass, the guitar, the vocals, keyboards, all that stuff. It was a lot of fun, actually, to do it myself. It was kind of a challenge.
I'll bet it was. And it doesn't sound that way. I mean, when I was listening to it, it sounds like a band, because a lot of times when they do tracks on tracks, as you know, it sounds kind of, machine-like, or, you know, a little bit too planned out.
Yeah.
But, man, it just has a wonderful sound to it, and the variety of material that you have written and produced and played, I mean, it's just fantastic. I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Wow, thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's very deserving, by the way. We're going to play another track from Shane Burke's new album, Under the Sun. We want to be sure that everyone... Your website is shaneburke.com, is that correct?
No, actually, I don't have an official website right now. It's just I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/ShaneBurke. Also, Reverb Nation is my music page right now, I guess,
okay.
Most musically oriented. It's just reverbnation.com/ShaneBurke.
Fantastic. And that's where they can get your new CD. Wonderful.
Yeah. Here's
another track from Shane Burke on his new album, Under the Sun.
I wrote you a song, so I want you to sing along. Hey, I wrote it for you, so I wanna see you move. It goes, love to this man spelled A-L-I-S-O-N. I said Zabadee, Zabazin. You said that don't make no sense. Yeah, but when you're talking love, the same language now. Love to this man spelled A-L-I-S-O-N. I meant love, don't you understand? A-L-I-S-O-N again. A-L-I-S-O-N. Ooh, ooh.
So, do you miss Baltimore, Shane?
Oh, yeah, of course. I miss the crabs, for sure. I miss my family and friends and everything. But, yeah, crabs. Definitely crabs.
I know it's amazing. To be sure, the amazing seafood that's offered in that part of the country is pretty unbelievable. So, and now that you've started off in Colorado, how do you – did you already have an audience base there, or is it just like starting over again?
Well, I'm working on it. I've taken to playing out on the streets as much as possible, and, you know, just sort of like, I don't know, standing outside the walls of Jericho blowing my horn till something happens. And I don't know. I've tried that, and I've been dropping CDs off at places and talking to people. I've been meeting people, gotten a couple free meals.
Yeah.
Met a really good mandolin player girl the other day. She's doing some harmonizing with me. It sounded really nice.
Wow.
Yeah, make it some headway.
Colorado musically is so progressive. I mean, I always thought especially the stations in Boulder and so forth, man, they were just awesome. I mean, it just... so far ahead of their time as far as musicians.
Yeah.
So I know they're going to fall in love with you instantly with these as a new artist. But it's got to be hard. I mean, have you ever thought about – now, this is probably a slap in the face. Have you ever thought about doing the American Idol route?
Well, my mom has been on me about that one. She suggested it numerous times. I shot that one down right away. But I figure I'm not the type to stand there and sing. I think I would probably seem awkward or something if I can't hide behind my guitar.
Well, that's probably true. And we have our good friend Shelley Leibowitz, who's a record producer from Los Angeles. But just between you and me and the people that are listening, he absolutely hates American Idol because he says these youngsters just don't pay their dues. I mean, it's almost like insane. And a lot of times they're not even prepared for it.
Yeah, I remember my friend Nils Lofgren plays with Bruce Springsteen some people like that. He told me years ago, he was like, man, you got to do your time in the trenches. I was like, all right. So I've been doing my time.
So who have you had a chance to tour with or open up for and so forth?
Well, I did a show with the Psychedelic Furs once. I remember you were telling me about you had them on the show. I did a show with them in, I guess, Rehoboth or Ocean City, somewhere around there. And I did, let's see, who else did I play with? I played with Chuck Mangione. I did a brief thing with him one time at college. I jammed with him. God, who else? I don't know. I know there's a bunch of people. I can't think of any of them now. Let's see. Well, yeah, I got a nice – I didn't really work with him technically, but I got a nice compliment from Ringo Starr, who's friends with Nils, and he said he really liked my stuff. That was back when I was, like, 15 or something.
Oh, my Lord.
It blew my mind out. I couldn't handle it. I was, like, the biggest Beatles fan on the planet, so when Nils introduced me to him, finally, I got backstage at Wolf Trap, and he was standing there looking just like a Beatle, and I was like, I really like your stuff, Shane. That was the last thing I remember. I just stood there.
That had to be I don't know how you could describe that. He's not a tall man.
Yeah. No, it made me acutely aware of how much bigger I am than all the Beatles.
Yeah, I'd read somewhere or somebody said that when they saw the Beatles together, they didn't they realized that they were all not short, but not, you know, it's
they were all kind of petitely built.
Yeah, absolutely. But man,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what a great band to follow. I mean, if you were nurtured on the Beatles. I mean, what a great base that is
for
your music. I mean, because they...
Yeah, you definitely learn a lot about pop and how to keep it snappy and how to write a song that has some kind of substance to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
means something, you know, but can still be snappy. And
And you've got a magic touch with a hook. I mean, you've on the album, it's got some great hooks on these songs. I mean, you know, a little as I know about music, I'm hearing 3 or 4 singles on this album alone, at least.
Wow. Yeah, I would hope so. I don't know. It's I just always try to go for something that catches my interest and holds it, you know. And if it's a lot of times I won't record an idea, you know, and when I'm coming up with it, I just play it, and if it sticks in my head, it was good enough to write. If it doesn't, yeah, let it go, you know.
Right. We're speaking with Shane Burke. We're going to listen a little something from his brand new CD, Under the Sun. This is Larry Batson. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna lay me down underground when my time has come. One thing for certain now, we're all going down, 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 carry me down. Oh,
back with more of Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
This bobcat, heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
We're Rascal Flats. There's a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things every day. That place is called the American Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Larry Batson's Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, here's your host, Larry Batson.
Hello, everyone. This is Larry Batson. You are listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few moments with our fantastic guest tonight, Shane Burke, as we're enjoying his album, Under the Sun. Amazing tracks, folks. I'm telling you right now, this is a musician of the future. He's going to be big. I just have that feeling. I don't know how to explain it. We'd also like to thank our other underwriters that support us, such as the Cobalt Blue Press, historic and beautiful Knightstown, Indiana, wide variety of children's books, rare and hard-to-find books. Contact Shannon Dawson at Facebook or Twitter. They're located at Jefferson and Maine, and also they have an amazing collection of antique postcards, which I know always interests Dr. Day. And we'd also like to thank all of our individual underwriters that help support us and keep us on the air. And you can go to my website, www.larrytheanimalguy.com, to find out how to become an individual underwriter and keep Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Those are a few of our underwriters that make it possible for us to be on Blog Talk Radio.
Lately, my mind's like a mirror shattered on a floor, and there's no glue. In the darkness, gotta feel around, rearrange little pieces into something before I'm swept away.
Actually, it kind of happens at the same time a lot of times. Like, I'll just kind of sit down and start saying something with a, you know, tune behind it, and it just, I don't know, it just comes out. Or like, you know, worst case scenario, you just kind of get a bunch of vowels, and you just kind of trust your vowels.
Mm-hmm.
And try to shape them into words that mean something.
You know, Bob Dylan, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just going to say, yeah, that was a, but yeah, that song actually was actually a lot of the whole album is really just about my wife and our whole relationship and how we kind of got together, had to split up first, you know, and then you get back together and then it sticks.
Would her first name be Allison?
Yeah, that's Allison. Yeah.
does she sing?
I wish. Actually, I tried to get her to sing on that last song, but she was too shy, so I had to try to make myself sound girly and do the backups myself.
That's quite endearing, I mean, to work with yourself like that and put that kind of music together. I mean, as you said, it had to be a blast, but you talk about the time element involved with something as special as what you've produced. It's just... hours and hours and hours, huh?
Yeah, it was, a lot of the hours were spent trying to transfer stuff to DAT tape and stuff like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and dealing with technical issues more so that I'm not good at. But the actual recording was pretty quick. I mean, definitely, it didn't take long. That last one was just like about an hour or two, I think I spent like recording that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really was a quick one. I think I didn't even use a click track or anything.
So you're in the mountains of Colorado, and I understand you're in the Fort Collins area. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and supposedly the number one place to live in America. I don't know why it's so much better, but I guess it's pretty good. It's nice. I like it. I don't know if I would call it number one. I think it's very good.
You want to call Baltimore number one.
Well, you know, Baltimore will always be number one in some way to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's number one in violence, I think, right now, isn't it? Like, people are getting shot everywhere. That's part of the reason I moved.
Is it really?
I'm supposed to say that on the air, my impugning a city.
No, that's fine. Who knows? It might be inspiration for a song. Are the mountains inspirational for you? Have you gathered some ideas? I mean, of course, I know.
I've been thinking about mountain songs and how I'm going to do this. I'd like to definitely, you know, write something that reflects my time here and,
mm-hmm.
and everything. It's really just beautiful beyond words in some places. We went up to the highest highway in the country. Is in Colorado. We drove on that a bit, and man, it is cold up there, but beautiful.
Would that be Trail Ridge Road? Did you go up to Rocky Mountain?
No, actually, I was spacing out. It's in like Rocky Mountain, I think, or Estes, one of those.
The Rocky Mountain National Park.
Yeah, I know they charged us to get through, I think.
Oh, no, that couldn't be that.
Like a fee.
I wonder what I'm trying to
maybe.
Think. What. It wasn't Mount Evans, was it?
No, but I remember I was pushing for Mount Evans because I heard it was like a close 14er. So I was like, we got to go there.
Absolutely. Well, the state's just all magical. And, and the people are so progressive and so environmentally in tune. And as we call it on our show, we call it God's country. It's my favorite place in the whole world.
Right. Yeah, we came here for our honeymoon actually, and loved it so much. We were like, "Well, we're coming back." So, and now here we are.
Well, that's where I went on my honeymoon. So that's a wild coincidence. We're talking to musicians.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, we went up to Rocky Mountain National Park and spent 5 glorious days at our underwriter McGregor Mountain Lodge, and it was absolutely fantastic.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, especially in the fall. I mean, the colors are just unbelievable. We're talking to Shane Burke from Colorado. We want to play a little bit more music from that brand-new CD, Under the Sun. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Wayne Berg joins us tonight from his home in Fort Collins, Colorado, as he sits on a snowbank freezing so we can get our, because of our signal, will not go over those great Rocky Mountain peaks. But it's really a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, Shane. Who are the new artists that you think, wow, that's pretty good?
Oh, man, I really like the Fleet Foxes a lot. Really like them. Radiohead, of course, although they're not really new, but I like everything new they've been doing. I don't know. I've heard good things about Bon Iver, but I haven't actually heard his stuff yet, but I hear that I'm going to love him. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't know. Wilco. I always like Wilco.
Yeah. So is there, do you have a dream of somebody you'd like to work with one day?
My biggest dream of all time was to hang out with John Lennon, although that's probably not going to happen now.
No.
I think... and then I was thinking Jeff Buckley, and now that's probably not going to happen. And then I thought Ray Charles, that's probably not going to happen. And I don't know. I like everybody who's dead, unfortunately. But among the living... I really like to meet Paul McCartney one day. He's like my last great hope. He's the one. Because I think, he's one of the greatest living songwriters.
Oh, absolutely. Have you ever had a chance to see him live before?
I did, actually. I saw him at the MCI Arena. And that was, like, phenomenal. I remember when he did, I think it was Maybe I'm Amazed, or one of those songs where he goes up real high, and it was just, God, phenomenal. I mean, you just spot on, still spot on.
Well, you know, you always have the feeling, of course, this is something for a young artist as yourself should know, that he realizes he's performing for his fans and audience, and they want to hear the songs as they were recorded, and they, like you say, spot on. And a lot of times, well, I don't think so much in the newer era, but I can recall as going to concerts and seeing different bands, Led Zeppelin and bands like that, that they'd always want. They said they never wanted to play the song the same way twice. And I always thought when you'd go and see them live, it was almost, in some respects, kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be. It can kind of throw you off a little bit when you hear a song and it's suddenly total different tempo or you know, singing it totally differently or whatever. But I mean, for instance, when I saw Bruce Springsteen live, I mean, he did an acoustic set, and was it Born in the USA, but he did it acoustic. It was almost unrecognizable, but still great. You know, the show overall, I mean, the man is, I mean, they don't call him the boss for nothing.
No. And what a loss with Clarence Clemons passing away recently. I mean, that'd be devastating for the entire band.
Yeah, that was sad, because now he's not going to have anybody to say, big man. He turns down and he's right there.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Not going to be there. But, one of my favorites. I love all the classic stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've said this in several of the artists that we've had on. I thought we had a great time to grow up with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all these great artists and so forth that... I feel so fortunate that in the era that we had a chance to enjoy popular music, it was fantastic. And I don't think we really appreciate it, but I'm going to tell you, there's a great future for popular music if you're going to be a part of it, because as I've said all night, these songs on this album, are absolutely amazing. So many different genres. It's just so special. And as Dr. Day had mentioned, what a beautiful voice. And I have to be frank with you, Sean, or Shane. I told you I'd do that tonight. When I saw your publicity picture, and then I listened to the CD, I go, it doesn't look like that voice should come out of that young man.
I've had a nickel for every time so I said that.
You sound so seasoned. I mean, it's just like, well, you'd probably be a wealthy young singer-songwriter is what you'd be. We're talking to...
That's right.
Absolutely. Shane Burke, we want to listen to something else from his brand-new CD, Under the Sun. This is Larry Batson, and you're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Nagila or something. It's kind of like,
yeah.
What was
your inspiration for that piece of music, if I may ask?
Oh, man. Probably just, I don't know. I wanted to do something kind of fun. And, you know, I think I might have seen The Jazz Singer or something around the time that I was watching it. And I was doing it, and I was like, maybe I'd like to do something like Hava Nagila. Except kind of, you know. Thought about, I don't know, whatever that's about. I don't know what that's about.
Well, that's a great track, I tell you. Each song, in fact, I have to confess, I had it in my animal truck that I take back and forth to pick up our tiger food, because we have all these wild animals, and I would listen to it constantly. And the first time I listened to that entire CD, I thought, each song is such a gem, and this young man, well, as I've said to artists we've had on the past before, that I feel these young artists, when you are big and you are playing these major venues and you're no longer opening and you are headlining, we have to have you back on our show. And
I
kind of make them promise me that.
I'll definitely be there.
I have great aspirations for you. I know your mom and your fans back at Baltimore are very, very proud. We're talking to Shane Burke. We're talking to him from Colorado, right in the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and what has turned out to be already an early winter here in October, where they got, as he said, 7 inches of snow kind of dumped on the mountains, and we know that'll be heading our way. Got his brand new CD, Under the Sun. We want to play something else before we have to leave tonight. But here's Shane Burke on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. my bedroom floor. Just wishing for the big time, feeling kind of small, and I'm hoping that you'll be mine. One is a tall one, the other a small fry, but he sure knows how to have his fun. He's living in the big world, hitting on some big girls, but they don't really like nice guys. I'm hoping that he finds some.
This week. What a nice young man, and it's really a pleasure to hear someone as talented as you that I think is really going to do some big things.
Well, thanks a lot. I feel flooded with positivity now I talk to you guys.
Well, I hope so. You have everything. I know that it's such, let's face it, it is a tough business to get started in. It's tough to stay established. But as talented as you are and as strong as this material is, it cannot stay hidden very long. I mean, it has to be discovered by the right people, and it's going to be big, and Shane Burke's going to be big, and with the artists like, I don't know who I'm thinking of now, Jack Johnson and Bruno Mars, they don't have a thing on you.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll definitely do my best to keep going, and, I hope some good stuff happens so I can get back on your show again and
say hi
to everybody again.
That will absolutely happen. What's coming up in your life as far as playing and where people can come and see you in Colorado and other places?
Well, right now, I'm still trying to establish some official gigs out here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of the street stuff, like I was saying. I don't know. Hopefully I might be flying back to Baltimore for the holidays, so I might do a show at home, actually. I guess I'll have to keep everybody posted about that.
Well, that'll be exciting. Absolutely.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to keep trying to get something happening here. I'm kind of a shy guy, so I don't like to walk into a lot of places and push them. But, I don't know. I guess I'll see what happens. I'll drop off some more CDs.
Well, yeah, and there's nothing to be shy about, and because you're strong. I mean, the performance that I'm hearing is, as I've said, is pretty unbelievable. And I don't get that excited about artists normally that we have, but I really have such strong feelings that this is going to be big music in the future, and you're going to deserve every bit of it, all the accolades that come along with being a major artist here.
Wow, thanks. Well, Allison will be excited to hear all this.
Oh, well, I bet she will be. I mean, you need the support of a wife and or a good lady, and it sounds like you certainly have that. We're talking to Shane Burke, and we want to play one more track before we take off tonight. This is from his brand-new CD, Under the Sun. You're listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio.
Down. ready.
What a show tonight, Dr. Day.
No kidding. Boy, Shane, what a sound. I would put it kind of between Randy Newman, Harry Connick Jr., and Robert Johnson.
Oh. Wow. Have you ever had
wow,
it
thanks.
Categorized that way before, Shane? Or is that...
Never.
Never. Well, that's good company. Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we enjoyed you so much on the show tonight, Shane, and we're glad you had the time. And gosh, go inside and warm up, and it's been a pleasure to have you on our program. We'll do this again, but maybe next time we'll do it in the summer. So when you have to pick up reception out of doors, it won't be quite so inclement. So we appreciate, and hopefully frostbite has not set in.
No, not so much.
Great. Next week on the program, we're having a roundtable about the recent events that happened in Zanesville, Ohio, with the released exotic animals. And we're going to go back to that mess, but we're going to have some very knowledgeable guests. Joining us will be Jim Fowler from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And I need to tell everyone, the week after, from the legendary classic rock band Vanilla Fudge, Tim Bogert's going to be with us. We're going to talk about Vanilla Fudge, Jeff Beck, some of the other artists that he's performed with. It should be a great evening of classic rock. Folks, have a great week, everybody. You've been listening to Larry Batson's Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Thanks for listening this week to Larry Batson's Wild World. Be sure to join us again next week at 10 p.m. for more of the latest outdoor and wildlife news and information, along with great tales from your host, world-renowned wildlife expert, Mr. Larry Batson. Tune in again next week for another exciting edition of Larry Batson's Wild World. Larry Batson's Wild World is a Batson Wildlife Educational Services production in association with Blog Talk Radio.